Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
I'm Chuck, that's Dan. Spencer Williams with us as well, our producer. And welcome to Football Friday Night as we get into the final hour of the show up until 11 o'clock, where we're going around the state and talking high school football of all the big matchups in and around the Dairy State. Like Chad Zutter from Mustang TV, River Falls defeated Menominee 42-14 in the Big Rivers. Chad Zutter on the call. Hey, Chad.
Wisconsin 29.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for having me on again. And don't let that score kind of fool you on this game. This was much closer than that. It was a one-score game late into the third quarter, and then River Falls just pulled away. Joseph Terry Savage, fun name to pronounce. He kind of dominated as a running back for River Falls. Had three touchdowns tonight. That puts him at a total of 20 for the season. So a guy that is pretty good in the Big Rivers. Menominee had a chance. They actually led early on, 14-7. Game was tied 14-14 at halftime, and then coming out of halftime, kind of a weird scenario. There was an ambulance on the field, and the starting running back, probably one of the better, if not the best player from Menominee, DJ Butler, the running back, got carted off, and you know that obviously hurt Menominee offensively and defensively, so they were limited on what they could do in the second half, and River Falls took advantage of a fake punt that gave them a short field and just pulled away late for a victory. You know, now they're tied atop the conference with Hudson and Rice Lake at 7-1.
Very good. Chad Zutter, Mustang TV. I don't know who that Chatty Cathy that was sitting next to him was. But
that was his GPS, I think. That was okay. Telling him where to go. Yeah.
I was going
to
say, whoever that was, tell him to shut up. God, Chad's trying to do his report, man.
Well, Chad's trying to get someplace. Chad, God. Pull over and give us the report. Do not report and drive message to all of our reporters the rest of the night. Are not responsible for any car accidents.
I mean, you know, I did it. I was doing a Brewers report the other day in the Root River Parkway. It was pitch dark in there. I was like, please, no cops, because what's a car doing? That's for a different day.
But you at least had parked your car, Chuck.
I did. So lights were on.
Nothing against Chad. Hey, we appreciate Chad trying to multitask. But still, for the rest of our reporters, park your car and then call any report.
Yes. It's not worth it.
Correct.
Not worth it.
Click it or ticket.
Yes. Or call our show and driving is not a good thing. Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio saw Seneca Wazika and River Ridge tonight, and Seneca Wazika Steuben won the game in this Six Rivers matchup. And there was playoff implications in this one. Tyler?
Yes, there was, and Seneca Wazika Steuben gets the win 15-6 over River Ridge. Starting off the game, River Ridge got on the scoreboard first on a 40-yard touchdown run by Reese Drew. However, on that drive, the starting quarterback and linebacker for River Ridge, Brandon Davis, was injured, which was led to believe to be a broken collarbone that was confirmed after the game. So River Ridge lost their leading passer, rusher, and tackler due to that injury, and that really stymied the River Ridge offensive attack the rest of the game. Seneca Wazika Steuben got on the scoreboard twice, but on the defensive side of the ball, scoop and score for Jack Draca made it 6-6, and then the two-point conversion was good. Pass from Cooper Lummis to Gage Wall made it 8-6. That was the halftime score. We stayed at 8-6 through the third quarter, and then in the fourth, when River Ridge is backed up against their own end zone, Reese Drew, the backup quarterback, throws a pick six to Gage Wall, returning it back 20 yards to the house. The extra point was good. 15-6, the final score. Seneca Wazika Steuben looking like they will have a home playoff game coming up to begin in level one, and River Ridge is going to need some help from the computers to get that 8 seed and be in the Division 7 hunt.
Thanks, Tyler. Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio. Let's say Seneca Wazika Steuben wins the, or Merrill Steuben, wins the... wins the state championship.
Captain Stubing wins the state championship.
Do they have a celebration at all three schools, or how do they do that if you combine like that?
I would say you have a parade from one school to the other, and you just do it that way. So,
that's who gets the trophy?
They both do. I think they actually do make a trophy for both schools when it's a co-op.
But there's three now.
Yeah, well, it's one of them is a combined school between the two of them. It's Wazika Steuben / Seneca. So Wazika Steuben is one school, Seneca is another. That's a tough loss for River Ridge, and you've got a couple teams beneath them in Division 7 that have won some games. They were a 29 in the predicted matrix coming into tonight, so there's a good chance River Ridge is going to be kind of sweating it out over the next couple weeks.
All right, let's go to the Mississippi Valley Conference, and two teams looking for a playoff spot played a heck of a game tonight that went to overtime, won by Reedsburg 37-31 over Sparta. There's only one guy to cover that game, Sean Davis in the Wisconsin State Journal. Tell us, don't give us all the scoring, obviously, but how was this game won?
It was won late by Reedsburg. Big comeback from Sparta. They came back from down 11 in the fourth quarter, took a lead with just over two to go. Reedsburg, with a furious two-minute drill, comes back, kicks a 21-yard field goal with 5 seconds left. They go to OT. Luke Spencer with a big pick on Sparta's drive, and then Will McConowitz runs of 9 and 16 yards for his fourth touchdown of the night to walk it off for the Beavers, who are currently 14th in the predicted D3 field. So currently on the 4-line, which is good for Reedsburg, as they're on the road next week and hopefully looking to get a home game in level 1.
Wisconsin State Journal's Sean Davis, 37-31. Reedsburg and Sparta. Reedsburg, the... what are they again? They're the Beavers?
Yes.
Yeah, the Beavers, yes. They get the win. They have a beautiful backdrop for their football stadium, too.
Yeah, you have Reedsburg, you have Reedsville, so it's still a little difficult sometimes to keep those straight. But, yes, that's a big win for Reedsburg, too. I mean, Sparta's a team that at 1-5 now in the Mississippi Valley that Reedsburg wanted to beat to go to overtime to them against them, but grit that one out. That's going to help them in that quest to get a first-round playoff game.
Homecoming for the Golden Beavers of Beaver Dam.
Golden Beavers.
Yes. They were 3-0 in the ECC. Did they stay unbeaten? They took on Port Washington tonight. Wade Bates from DailyDodge.com and Football Friday Night affiliate ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. Wade, what was the story with Beaver Dam tonight?
Well, guys, as the legendary wrestling broadcaster Jim Ross would say, it was an old-fashioned slobber knocker at Durley Field. This game was 7-7 heading to the fourth quarter. They had numerous fourth down chances from inside the one. No tush pushes in high school football, but the defenses were able to stop Beaver Dam one time inside the one on a fourth down to prevent this game-tying score or game-leading score. Beaver Dam stopped Port a couple of times on fourth and short. And then in the fourth quarter, O'Neill Wright, 62-yard screen pass to Pater, gave Port Washington the 7-point lead. As Beaver Dam tries to drive, they fumble the football, a scoop and score from Ashton Steinert to kind of put the game away, 21-7. Now, it sets it up right now. Port Washington and Beaver Dam, both 3-1 in the East Central Conference, with Plymouth going 4-0. The Beaver Dam could pull the upset next week. You'd have a three-way tie on top of the East Central Conference.
Amazing. Wade Bates on the call tonight from ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. The Golden Beavers maybe can bounce back next week.
He called that one a slobber knocker, and it's interesting because that was a relatively low-scoring game compared to a lot of the ones we're seeing tonight. Some big scores being put up. Clinton over Houston tonight, 54-48. Lake Mills over Bigfoot, 56-10.
Nina and Fond du Lac. Nina is unbeaten. They beat Kimberly last week. I knew Fondy was going to give them a run tonight. Nina wins, though, 31-29. Nick Van Knocker from Football Friday Night, affiliate KFIZ Radio in Fond du Lac. Nick, how about this one?
Yeah, it was a great game. Big FBA matchup between these two teams. A lot of the scoring happened in the second half. It was 14-8 at halftime. Fondy Wright in this game. They took a 15-14 lead in the first possession of the second half on a Mason Henschel 48-yard touchdown run. There were 5 touchdowns in the third quarter between the two teams. Nina had a big touchdown pass of 70 yards from their quarterback, Ashton Van Beek. It was Fondy up 29-28. Nina kicked a field goal, making it 31-29. Fond du Lac drove down with an opportunity to take the lead. They threw an interception. After the interception, Nina then fumbled the football, giving Fondy one more chance with about 40 seconds left, but not enough time as the Cardinals fall to Nina 31-29.
Great work, Nick. We'll be right back here on Football Friday Night.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, McKenna Martin from Darlington High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
McKenna plays on the golf team and enjoys the constant challenge of the sport. She's involved in 4-H, FFA, among other organizations. And when she's not busy with that, she's helping on the family farm.
Farming has taught me a lot of things. That hard work is one of the best things you can do.
There's times when her friends are kicking back and relaxing, going to movies, but McKenna said she's not feeling sorry for herself.
I do my best to get stuff done before I even go out. Like, I do all the chores, but it really doesn't bother me.
She plans to study physical or occupational therapy in college, picking that career path based on experience.
I was a kid that was in physical therapy a lot for my leg issues. I want to help people get back to their normal living, and how to help them accomplish that quickly is to help them get back to their normal life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or 2 medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Welcome back to Football Friday Night, all across, out of all our Football Friday Night affiliates across the state. My name is Chuck Freeman, along with Dan Pfeiffer, and let's get to a big one between Kakana and Kimberly tonight. Now, last week, Kimberly didn't score in a 7-0 loss to Nina. They drew Kakana tonight, and Kakana, would they be able to beat Kimberly this night? Tony Giordano, Football Friday Night affiliate, WSCO Radio in Appleton. Tony, give us the final score, and what happened in the Battle of K-Towns?
Yeah, Chuck, this one was a thriller. Kimberly victorious 8-6 but we'll pick up the action in the second half. It's scoreless through the first half. Kimberly scores on the first drive of the third quarter. They didn't initially go for two, but the point after attempt was blocked only because of an offside penalty, another Kukana penalty, and Kimberly's like, well, what the heck, let's go for two. They get it. Okay, so it's 8-0. Now we flash forward all the way to the final drive of the game. Kukana gets the ball at the 31-yard line. They suffer an 11-yard sack in which their fourth-string quarterback is injured. So they bring in their fifth-string quarterback and somehow go 80 yards to score due to five Kimberly penalties. So it's 8-6. The two-point attempt conversion, or two-point attempt, no good. However, there's a penalty. So they go for two again. That one also no good. 8-6 the final. Kimberly somehow staves off Kukana. Kukana was unable to run the football in this game. Only 17 yards on 24 carries and a fifth-string quarterback, but somehow this one was a thriller. Again, Kimberly victorious 8-6 heading into week number 9 next week.
That might be the most exciting 8-6 football game and most information ever on an 8-6 football game in football history.
Just a fascinating result. And keep in mind, Kimberly had a 5-game win streak between weeks 2 and 6 in which they scored 203 points. They scored over 40 points in 4 of those victories and only gave up 35. In the last 2 weeks, the combined total of points in Kimberly football games, Kimberly has 8. Their opponents have 13. Very different styles of play the last couple weeks.
So Kimberly wins 8-6. Thanks, Tony Giordano, for that great report. Kimberly, coming into this game, 2 losses. They had not lost 2 games in 1 season in 20 years.
It's just been a weird season for the Papermakers. And, you know, they had a little bit of turnover a couple years ago in terms of the coaching staff. It's Chad Michalkowicz, who is now the head coach up there at Kimberly, but took over for the legendary Steve Jones, who, of course, led the Papermakers to that record win streak. But, yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. The Papermakers are going to be a variable in the postseason this year. Not sure what they're going to bring to the table.
2 unbeaten teams in the Cooley Conference. La Crosse Aquinas knocked off West Salem 20-13. Who knows more about the Cooley Conference than CooleySports.com's Todd Sommerfeld on hand for this one tonight, Todd?
Yeah. Win for Aquinas. They scored the first 20 all in the first half and then kind of held on in the second as West Salem came back. The Aquinas quarterback, Ryan Johnson, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, a good day for him. He had a 71-yard touchdown pass to Brady Lee that kind of broke it open a little bit to get to that 20-point lead in the second quarter. Also in that mix was an Isaac Miller blocked punt that Marcus Carr recovered and took into the end zone for a touchdown. So West Salem a little overwhelmed early, came back. Lucas Fry had a nice touchdown run with 3:23 left in the game to get us to the final margin. Aquinas blocked the extra point on that one. West Salem did get the ball back one more time. Will Flottmeyer for Aquinas had a sack on the last play of the game to end this thing. He had 2 sacks in the fourth quarter. Aquinas also had a good goal line stand in the third quarter to turn back another one of West Salem's scoring opportunities. So Blue Gold's go to week 9 undefeated. West Salem 6-2, likely to be 7-2, but kind of without a signature win. Aquinas has beaten, you know, West Salem, Prairie du Chien, Columbus to this point, so they're in pretty good shape. West Salem has lost to Onalaska, and then they lost this game to Aquinas. So they're looking for a signature win. It's not going to be there until the playoffs, so we'll see what that does in the playoff picture.
Great report, Todd. Todd Sommerfeld from CooleySports.com. Aquinas going to be factoring in for a state championship this year.
Yeah, they are 8-0. They're the number one ranked team in Division 4, and Aquinas has been there a few times in recent years. They won it in 21, 22, and 23, and there's a pretty good chance they're going to compete again here in 25.
Platteville and Dodgeville. Platteville, well, they need some wins to make the playoffs. The Southwest Conference, the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Platteville did win tonight over Dodgeville, 35-21. Great to have John Satterley from Queen Bee Radio back on the calls tonight. John, tell us about this.
Well, it was very interesting the way the game started off, Chuck. Platteville 3-and-out, and then it was a muff punt by the Dodgers that Platteville took advantage of to score the first time with 10:17 to go in the first quarter, making it 7-0. Platteville scored on 3 consecutive drives. The drive of the game was 14 plays, 92 yards. That really sealed the deal for the Platteville Hillmen, but it was rushing the name of the game. 549 total rushing yards by both teams, led by Tyler Sass with 18 carries, 219 yards, and three touchdowns for Platteville. Also, Brody Digman, 15 carries, 136 yards, and one touchdown. Platteville had 162 yards rushing by Aiden Duran. So if you loved rushing, this was a game you were going to enjoy in this 35-21 win for Platteville.
John Satterlee, the report. I just remembered he's a Cub fan. That's probably the last time you heard John Satterlee on Football Friday Night.
Yeah, good idea there, Chuck. You know, at Platteville, they came into this week 23rd in the Division IV playoff matrix, but their last two games are against teams that entered this week a combined 1-13 on the season. So it's important for the Hillmen to get these victories the last couple weeks. They got the one they needed against Dodgeville. They'll go up against Broadhead Judah next week. But hey, you know, the Hillmen right now looks like they're going to be in, but they're probably going to have to go on the road for their first game.
On paper, this next game looked to be like it was going to be a blowout to me. I mean, I saw Clinton 5-1, Houstonsford Horicon at 1-6. Clinton 54-48 over Houstonsford Horicon. Only one guy who can call 102 points and not be tired. That's Turney. Mike Tronson. Tournament Tronson from DailyDodge.com. Football Friday Night affiliate, ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. Tronny, man, what a game.
Oh, you just said it. What a ball game. I've been announcing high school football in the state for 29 years. This is one of the most exciting games I've ever seen. 54-48. Clinton wins it, and they win it. We were tied at 48. They had a fourth and goal from the 14-yard line with 1 second left, and quarterback Peyton Hansen tosses a 14-yard touchdown to Caden Wolf there.
Oh.
13 combined touchdowns in this game, guys. I'm not going to recap them all, but listen to these numbers. Clinton, 425 total yards of offense. Peyton Hansen, three rushing pass that I just mentioned. On the other side, Barrett Meyer, the quarterback of Houstonsport, in a losing effort, five touchdown passes, one rushing touchdown. He threw for 418 yards, rushed for 39, as Houstonsport racked up 58 yards of total offense. It was back and forth all night long, one of the most exciting games I've ever seen. And, yeah, you don't let that one in now seven record fool you. Houstonsport's much better than that.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And another thing, guys, I've never seen this before. It might be a record. I don't know. It's got to be close to it. After every single touchdown in this game, each team went for two and was successful every time. The only exception was the final score because time had expired. But there were 12 successful two-point conversions combined in this game. That was just crazy.
That's incredible. Again, Houstonsport Horicon. 1-6 coming in to this game.
I think there was a little desperation on their part, and especially going up against a Clinton team. And let's talk about this matrix at this stage of the game. If they could have gotten a win against a Clinton team that was 5-2 coming in, looking very good in the Capital Conference, that could have put Houstonsport right back in the race to maybe save their season, even at 1-6 entering this week. So you know what? They threw everything they could at the Cougars and go for two every single time. And you have a score fest there where you end up with 102 points in that game. But Clinton, give them credit. They pull it out.
54-48, Clinton over Houstonsport. All right, our next stop, let's see here. Let's go to the Woodland Conference. Looking for a second straight unbeaten season is Grafton. They took on Greendale, and Mitch Marich, our buddy from the Ozaki Press, on hand. Would Grafton get that win and go unbeaten again in the Woodland, Mitch?
Hey, guys, we time Woodland Conference champion Grafton. They won 27-0 tonight. They pitched their first shutout of the year, and all their scoring was in the first half. They went up 13-0 in the first four plays from scrimmage, and they took it from there. They stuffed Greendale a couple times, once on fourth down, had an interception with under 30 seconds to go in the half. They blocked the punt. Hudson Miller blocked the punt. He almost got it before the punter did, right off his foot. It rolled into the end zone. Jaden Smith-Kaler picked it up. That was their last touchdown of the game for 28 seconds left in the half. Tyler Heinle had caught a three-yard touchdown. Jack Nelson had a 66-yard touchdown run right up the middle, and then he busted out to the right sideline behind the blocks from seniors Miles Mullenberg, Colton Belke, and Noah King. It was a senior. 23 seniors have known one loss in the Woodland Conference, and they are rolling on into the playoffs. Senior Jaden Schiller was 11 for 14, 136 yards, and two TDs. Nelson had 130 yards rushing in the first half, 69 yards receiving. Tyler Deer caught a 42-yard pass while being tripped up by inadvertently tripped up by the cornerback, kept his concentration. They are rolling as they're looking for a game next week. The Shoreward Messmer had canceled their season, and they don't have one scheduled yet, but Grafton's got it going.
How about that? Great work, Mitch. Read your stuff at Ozaki Press. Mitch Maritz did the coverage of Grafton's 27-0 win over Greendale.
I'm going to say something here. This is going to be a little bit of a hot take, Chuck. You know, as we look at conference realignment, I think Grafton needs more of a challenge than what they've gotten in the Woodland Conference. They've been very dominant there. They came from the old Wisconsin Little 10. I just don't feel like Grafton has gotten the challenge that they've needed against these Woodland teams. I think they should be in a position where they're playing some better competition each week.
North Shore Conference, both Hartford and Cedarburg needed wins tonight to stay in the playoff hunt. Hartford did get the win 35-14. Our North Shore Conference insider, Todd Boltman, he's not going to miss it when the Orioles get the win tonight, and they did. Hey, Todd.
Yeah, you knew this was a big game when you had Hall of Famer Dan Brunner on the Hartford sideline.
Oh,
I mean, that's a big game. So, Hartford jumped out to the lead early. Hartford started the game with an onside kick. They did not recover it, but held Cedarburg to a three and out, and then Hartford marched down the field. This one was pretty much all Hartford all the way. 35-14, they stay alive, and they need a win next week against Whitefish Bay, and I think that'll punch their ticket to the playoffs.
Good stuff. We'll talk to you next week, Todd, and from that game at Whitefish Bay.
To be honest with you, that should be a good game with the Orioles and Whitefish Bay, both programs that have histories of success but maybe are a little bit down this year. Same goes for Cedarburg, who now falls to 2-4 in North Shore Conference play this season, and it's been a rough year for Brian Lear and the Bulldogs.
Eau Claire North and Marshfield in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Let's get it from Gene Delisio from WDLB Radio, our terrific affiliate in Marshfield. Gene?
Well, Chuck, where do you want to start on this one? What a ball game between Marshfield and Eau Claire North. Marshfield gets the win, 43-35, to improve to 4-4 on the year. This ball game went back and forth. Either team led by more than seven until the final seconds. But Marshfield led by 6, 34-28 late in the fourth quarter. A Tiger fumble gave the ball to Eau Claire North at midfield. The Huskies then scored on a 15-yard run by quarterback Zachary Shipman. So they went up 35-34 with 2.5 to play. Marshfield's freshman quarterback Ethan Stumbled and engineered a length of the field drive, and Marshfield went ahead on a 21-yard field goal by Aaron Ogna with just 5 seconds to play. Tigers went up 30.
All right, and the Tigers go on to the win. Gene Delisio from WDLB Radio. We're coming right back. Football Friday night.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
It's where the discounts are deeper than an East Side poetry reading.
Bid on Milwaukee.com.
An outdoor patio package, vacation destinations, and more.
Bid on Milwaukee.com.
Bag your bargain. The Bid on Milwaukee online auction starts Wednesday, October 15th.
Listen to the Varsity Blitz High School Sports Show Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Greg Braskell, he's the head football coach at Lake Country Luther, will be in studio with a few of his players talking Lightning football. Only on Fox Sports 920 in your iHeart radio app.
Every day.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard ready for fall with Select Ace Insect Killers, two for just $8. Break up those leaves easy with Ace Poly Tine or Steel Tine Leaf Rakes and save $10 on Select Paint and Exterior Paint gallons for your outdoors projects. Stock up now and tackle your home with and yard with tools and savings you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back, Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer, along with Spencer Williams here on Football Friday Night, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Rice Lake at Superior, Big Rivers Conference. Rice Lake got beat last week. What would happen this week? They took on Superior. Dave Tyndall from WJMC had the call of this one. How'd this one turn out, Dave?
It was the Rice Lake Warriors with only one loss on the season go up against Superior, which had 27 consecutive losses dating back to 3 years ago. Each team scored six touchdowns in the game. The difference was conversions. The Warriors, who traditionally go for 2 points almost every time, they were 6 for 6 on two-point conversions. Superior goes for the extra point kick. They were 6 for 6 on extra point kicks. The difference, 6 points. 48-42, the final in favor of Rice Lake, as Grant Pahulke, the senior quarterback, was the big star, throwing for three touchdowns, scoring another, adding a few of those extra point conversion attempts. Aaron Hoffman, a long run for a score for Rice Lake. And Jack Larson goes over 1,000 yards rushing for the season with a 25-yard run in late in the fourth quarter that proved to be the clincher. The Warriors now move to 6-1 on the season, and 7-1 on the season make that, and in a position to get at least a share of the Big Rivers Conference with a win in their final game at Hudson next week. Superior falls to Zip and 8. The final again is Rice Lake 48 and Superior 42 for Friday night. From Superior Football Friday night. It's been a long night, guys. And WJMC, I'm Dave Tindall.
Very good. Very good, Coach Tindall. Chris Learman has got the call from Bayport Radio. A big showdown in the FRCC North. Winner grabs at least a share of the conference championship. West Appear beat Bayport 48-45. Chris, we can't go through all the scoring, but tell us how the West Appear won this game over Bayport.
Holy smokes, what a football game. Last year was a thriller. This game, back and forth scoring, unstopped. Bayport gets an onside kick after taking a lead by 3 and end up scoring, go up by 10. Then they get a turnover and downs, go down and score. They're up 17 points with 5 minutes and 42 seconds left. And then West Appear hits them with 2 onsides, forces 1 punt before those 2. And West Appear comes from 17 down with 5 to play and scores a touchdown with 13 seconds left to take the lead and win 48-45.
Wow, that is incredible. What a heck of a game that was. That's an instant classic. Thanks for the call on that one. Because Chris Learman, as he reported there, I mean, you don't see high school teams rally from 17 down with 5 minutes to go and get 2 onside kicks.
Yeah, that's insane. And not only that, too, that's against a very good Bayport team, defending state champions in Division I. West Appear came in ranked number 2 in Division II, and they find a way, a huge victory for them in the FRCC North tonight.
All right, in the Parkland, Catholic Memorial stayed unbeaten. More for them, though. They revenged in last year embarrassing loss to Tosa East on homecoming for CMH. CMH wins this time, no problem, 35-0 over Tosa East. Michael Whitlow from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covered this one. Looked like revenge on the hands of CMH tonight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Chuck. Let's have some fun with some numbers here. Nico Rogers Jr. is a stud defensive lineman for Catholic Memorial. Came into tonight with 41 total tackles, 19 tackles for loss, and 9 sacks. He had 8 tackles for loss just in this game alone to bring his total to 27 on the year. Rogers was absolutely dominant tonight. Tulsa East, God bless them. You know, they've been through a lot this year with the flooding at Hart Park, but this Catholic Memorial defense just absolutely mauled them tonight. Kind of the story of the game, though, was Coach Young not being too happy with the offense. A lot of penalties, a lot of sloppiness, couldn't really find a rhythm. But anytime you win a game by 5 touchdowns, it kind of eases the pain of that.
Don't want to get Coach Young mad, that's for sure. Do not want to. Michael, great stuff. Read his column tomorrow, his article in the Journal Sentinel and JS Online.
Yeah, Catholic Memorial looking again like the team to beat in Division III. And Tosa East had such a great season last year. They're down a little bit this year. And as Michael mentioned, they've gone through a little bit of turmoil in terms of finding places to play. But, you know, they're doing what they can at Tosa West in terms of playing their home games there. And right now it looks like Tosa East is probably going to make the postseason. Maybe they can do some damage there.
River Valley unbeaten. New Glarus 1 loss. They met in the SWC tonight. Phil Nee from Football Friday Night affiliate WRCO Radio in Richland Center on the call. Phil?
Oh, fellas, one of the best games I've seen in a long, long time. Yeah, 31-30, New Glarus gets the win. A game that had a little bit of everything. Aiden Hill, 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for River Valley. The game came down to the wire. Both field goal kickers had long field goals. Ron Osborne, a 37-yarder for River Valley. Austin Milbauer with a 33-yarder for the Glarner Knights. But it came down to River Valley scoring with 13 seconds left. They were down 31-24. Lucas Klein threw a 5-yard pass to Jordan Gauger. River Valley goes for the win. They go for 2 and didn't get it. But then, there was still a few seconds left. They recovered an onside kick, and they were able to line up for a 44-yard field goal attempt at the end, but it went wide left, and the Glarner Knights hang on.
Very good. Everybody's calling in and saying this was the game of the year, best game of the night, and best game of the season, best game of their lifetime.
And it gets to the fact that there were so many points scored this week in so many of these games. 31, 30, 54, 48. Well, we've got just a lot of big scores coming in. We did mention it earlier. That sets up a three-way tie in the SWC between New Glarus, River Valley, and Prairie du Chien, who we talked with Steve Prestigard about earlier as they got that victory over Lancaster tonight.
Badger Large, Milton, and Sun Prairie East. Marcus Carson's 103.5 to Sun and Sun Prairie on hand. Marcus?
Chuck, wow, what a wild game. It just was back and forth. In the fourth quarter, there was a big play. It was 28-25. Milton had an onside kick. They recovered the onside kick. There was a lot of discussion if it went 10 yards or not, but it was deemed it went 10 yards. Milton recovered it, and they went down, being down three at that point with about 2 minutes left in the game, 2 to 3 minutes left in the game. Jake Cummins comes up big. Gets a few big pass plays to Max Grady and Carson Biddick. The touchdown went to Carson Biddick to give Milton the 32-28 lead. And Sun Prairie East had a chance on that very final drive, at the Milton 8 yard line, and weren't able to convert and came up short. Threw a pass to the end zone that was intercepted the very last play of the game with 2 seconds. Was an interception thrown by Braylon Peterson, and that was the difference in this contest. And Milton now moves to 7-1 on the season, and Sun Prairie East falls to 4-4, and now their playoff jeopardy much in question.
All right, thanks, Marcus Carson from the Sun, as Milton defeats Sun Prairie East. Our guest right now, as we talk to him every Friday night, Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com.
Travis, there's so much to talk about with you this week, but I actually want to take us up to the CWC Large and what I considered the game of the night coming in tonight. I know you've been busy with coaching this evening, but when I give you a final score of Stratford 34, Amherst 21, what are your initial thoughts?
Outstanding football game. Two of the best programs in Central Wisconsin for a long time. Amherst kind of a newer kid on the block, but since 2012, they've been as good as anybody. And Stratford has as many WI state championships as anybody. So an outstanding football game. It looks like a competitive game. Not surprised to see Stratford get the win and hand Amherst their first loss. Stratford took a couple losses early against quality competition, but they look to be another state title contender as they're going for 4 in a row.
I got to see the film on West Appear. Did you hear they came back from 17 down with 5 minutes to go to beat Bayport?
I heard it was a wild ending. I have not seen it. I have not seen the situation or scenario other than that it was wild and crazy. So yeah, you're absolutely right. That'll be a great one to take a look back at. I believe our friends up at Bayport Radio, where it was Chris Learman. Did you have him on yet?
Just had him on before you came on. Yeah, he just was on with us.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, two onside kicks recovered by DePere in that game. West DePere, unbelievable.
As a special teams coach that has had onside kicks recovered against us, that's a nightmare.
All right, hey, hang on 1 second, Travis. We're going to go to commercial break. We're going to come back and talk to you some more a little bit right after this break. This is Football Friday Night. We got to finish up with Travis, and then we're going to give a scoreboard. We got a lot of scores to get to for tonight. Big, big matchups all around the state. Dan Pfeiffer.
Yeah, we will bring Travis back on because we've got a few different things that we want to run past him, and I want to ask him about some of these extremes that we're seeing in terms of scores, where we've got some of these very high-scoring games coming in tonight. You've got Clinton beating Houstacon 54-48. And then, on the other hand, we've got a team like Kimberly that has now scored just 8 points over the course of the last 2 weeks, somehow finding a way again, playing Iowa-style football, to still get a victory tonight in the FVA. So we're seeing a lot of contrast right now, and we'll talk with Travis about that after this commercial break.
We'll continue on. Again, we have a scoreboard update. We'll get to all the big games. We've got a lot of good scores, a lot of upsets, a lot of surprises. Some conference championships won as well. That's Dan Pfeiffer. My name is Chuck Freeman. Our producer is Spencer Williams. This is Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. We're coming right back.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart.
The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart. Bex recognizes this week's Player with Heart, Oscar Stoll from Waupun High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Oscar plays soccer, wrestles, and shoots trap, and is a longtime member in 4-H and FFA. He speaks to groups of young students, and while he lives on a hobby farm, his passion is honeybees. He started raising them as an 8th grader.
I earned a startup grant that the FFA is still offering, $511 from that to buy my own honeybees and my own boxes for my bees to live in.
Oscar got his start with his parents' encouragement.
My parents were really pushed me and my siblings to do something with our time, along with getting us involved in sports and with FFA and 4-H. This was an opportunity that I saw with something I was interested in.
He plans to study wildlife or fisheries biology, but said he always will have room in his life for his bees.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $125 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Football Friday Night. Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer as we continue with Travis Wilson from BaumWisconsin.com.
Yeah, Travis, I kind of teased it before the break. Want to talk about some of the contrast that we're seeing tonight. Some really big scores on the scoreboard this evening. Rice Lake defeats Superior. A winless Superior team goes up against number 9 ranked team in Division 2, although they fell 6 spots after a loss last week in the Warriors. 48-42, Rice Lake gets that victory. You go over to the Fox Valley area, you've got Winneconne over Fox Valley Lutheran 38-31. Head down to the southwest part of the state, Capital Conference. Clinton takes on Houstoncon 54-48. You got so many teams putting up big numbers, and then the one that sticks out a little bit like a sore thumb is this Kimberly Papermakers team that now has scored just 8 points over the last 2 weeks. They get a win tonight over Kakana, but it seems like they're playing, again, I'm calling it Iowa-style football. Low scoring, but tonight effective.
Yeah, that's the interesting part. You can win in a lot of different ways in high school football, and teams do win in a lot of ways. Kimberly, an interesting case, right? They lost early, as you said, really low scoring the last couple of weeks. They had been putting up good numbers previously, but they also are in a more difficult part of their schedule. Guys, it was a great week of high school football. Just looking at the scoreboard, there was a lot of really big games with huge conference title implications. We had some shootouts. We had some wild finishes. My Reedsburg Beavers, we scored in overtime to get a 37-31 win after being down with just over a minute remaining and having to go the length of the field to kick a field goal. There was a lot of craziness tonight. Some really good teams going down. I mean, Mount Hort Barnabell loses to Edgewood. Homestead beats Slinger. You mentioned, we talked about Stratford and Amherst. Just a lot of really good football games tonight. One of the better nights, just looking at the scoreboard and how many competitive games we had and big games, one of the better weeks that we've seen in quite a while.
Last question for you, Travis, real quick. With the new playoff system, you're coaching now. You used to go into the bunker for the final week of the season to try and determine all the scenarios. How does it change how fans should approach the final week of the season in terms of understanding whether or not teams will get into the postseason?
Well, one of the things we got to make sure we understand is how the playoff system has changed. I'm not going to go through all the changes now, but have heard a lot of people still talking about getting to 4-3 in conference and clinching a playoff spot. And we have to remember, that's not the case. Certainly, you have a very, very good chance to get in if that's your conference record, but it would also depend on what your overall record is, much more so. So, it certainly encourage people to check it out. We'll be doing some stuff to try to help people understand, you know, what those changes have been and how things have changed over the next week. So as they go into that final week, they know what it is. But there's, you know, hopefully not people surprised still. There's going to be some things that happen in the qualification that are going to be certainly different than maybe the scenario would have been in years past. But hopefully people understand that and understand the changes that were made and how that is impacting things.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week, my friend. And I'll talk to you, of course, on the local show on KFIZ on Monday. That is Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. All right, let's get to the scoreboard brought to you by Catholic Memorial High School. Here's what's going on in the Milwaukee area tonight. Let's get to the North Shore Conference, where Mequon Homestead defeated Slinger 28-14. West Bend West over West Bend East 35-0. It was Hartford 34-14 over Cedarburg. Greater Metro Classic 8 crossover, Heartland Arrowhead 21-20 over Sussex Hamilton. Classic 8, Muskego 41-10 over Oconomowoc. Maguanago defeated Waukesha West 35-14. Greater Metro, it was Brookfield East 29-28 in overtime over Milwaukee Marquette. Germantown shutout Menominee Falls 31-0. Southeast Conference, Franklin 24-17 over Kenosha Indian Trail. Kenosha Brantford 14-10 defeating Oak Creek, and Racine Case wins over Racine Horlick 49-16. Parkland Conference, Catholic Memorial 35-0 ripping by Tosa East. It was New Berlin West 20-18 over Tosa West. Woodland Conference, Grafton wins the championship 27-0 over Greendale. And it was Greenfield 42-15 over South Milwaukee.
Brookfield East came back from down 21-0 after three quarters to beat Milwaukee Marquette in overtime tonight. Meanwhile, that's a close game between Franklin and Kenosha Indian Trail, where the Sabres get that 24-17 victory. Let's head west to the Madison area and the southwest part of the state. Badger Small Conference, Edgewood, huge victory over Mount Horeb Barnavel tonight, 27-20. The Crusaders remain unbeaten on the season and take control of the Badger Small in that battle of teams that did not have a conference loss coming into tonight. Also, Sauk Prairie over Stoughton. They shut them out 24-0. Mississippi Valley Conference. This was a big one. Darlington gets a 35-13 victory over the Cubans of Cuba City. Non-conference game, the Columbus Cardinals travel to Cedar Grove, Belgium. They shut them out 42-0. Capital Conference. Lodi gets back on the right track with a win over Turner 28-14. We mentioned it. High scoring game. We talked about it with Tony Thronson. 54-48. Clinton, the Cougars over the Marsh Falcons of Husticon, the co-op program from Hustiford and Horicon. Lake Mills over Bigfoot tonight, 56-10. Wanakee over DeForest, 52-14. That's in the Badger Large Conference. Sun Prairie West falls to Monona Grove. Monona Grove shuts out the Wolves, 31-0. Milton over Sun Prairie East tonight in a good game, 32-28. SWC, New Glarus defeats River Valley, hands them their first conference loss, sets up a three-way tie atop the SWC with a 31-30 hard-fought victory. We talked with Phil Nee. He called that one of the best games he's ever seen. Meanwhile, one of the other teams in the conference that is in that three-way tie is Prairie du Chien. They defeat Lancaster tonight, 28-26. Platteville over Dodgeville tonight in the SWC as well, 35-21. Big 8 conference. Madison West tops Janesville Craig tonight, 24-14. Middleton all over La Follette, 56-7. East Central Conference, Port Washington over Beaver Dam, 21-7. Six Rivers Conference, Wazeka Steuben Seneca over River Ridge tonight, 15-6. Big win for the Hornets, who fell out of the Division 7 rankings last week, but maybe they can scratch their way back in with tonight's victory after losing two in a row. And in the Mississippi Valley Conference, it was Reedsburg in overtime over Sparta tonight, 37-31. One Big 8 conference game to mention tomorrow. Verona hosts Madison East tomorrow. The Wildcats 4-1 in Big 8 play. Also, I want to issue a correction. Earlier I said Cedarburg was coached by Brian Lear. He retired over the offseason. First-year head coach Matt McDonald, now the coach of the Bulldogs.
I got like 75 texts.
I know.
Wondering what
I saw your
about.
Phone just start to it blink like crazy. And
good thing
I
you made that correction.
Yes.
My goodness. Last night in the Northeastern Conference, it was Little Chute defeating Luxembourg Casco 42-27. Bay Conference, Winneconne defeats Appleton, Fox Valley Lutheran 38-31. These are all games in the northeastern part of the state and the Fox Valley. Tonight in the FRCC, it was Bayport and West DePere. West DePere comes from 17 points down in the final 5.5 minutes, 48-45 over Bayport. It was Manitowoc Lutheran 54-13 over Hilbert in the Big East Conference. Fox Valley Association, Fondy gave Nina a game, but the Rockets stay unbeaten 31-29. Kimberly 8-6 over Kakana. Appleton East upsets Appleton North 13-7. East Central Conference, Plymouth 42-10 over Kewaskum. In the Flyway Conference, Winnebago Lutheran outlasted Lomira 28-7. So next week, Mayville, if they beat Lomira, they'll win the Flyway Conference Championship outright. Otherwise, if Winnebago Lutheran wins their game and Lomira trips up Mayville, WLA and Mayville tie for the Flyway title.
Game of the night in the northern half of the state had Stratford taking on Amherst. Stratford up a spot in this week's countdown to number 5 in Division 5. They were unbeaten in the CWC large heading into tonight. Amherst unbeaten on the season at number 2 in Division 5, but the Falcons fall at home to the Tigers, 34-21. A big win for Stratford as they'll try and keep on moving up the polls. Great Northern Conference. Tomahawk gets a 24-3 victory. We talked about it with Alex Cook earlier tonight as they defeated Merrill. And it was Medford over Rhinelander tonight. Medford, the Raiders, 42. Rhinelander, the Hodags, 12. Wisconsin Valley Conference, DC
Excuse
Everest.
Me? What?
Hodogs, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Let's not go there. Okay. All right, Wisconsin Valley Conference. DC Everest gets a victory over Spash tonight. Stevens Point, 28-13. We talked about that one with Mike Wentland of Zaleski Sports. And it was Wausau West. Got to keep your Hodogs in order, man. 49-14 over the Old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial in the WVC this evening.
All right, in the Eau Claire area, in the lacrosse area as well, Cooley Conference, Lacrosse Aquinas stays unbeaten 20-13 over West Salem. Middle Border Conference, Baldwin Woodville 49-21 over Osceola. Mississippi Valley Conference 20-6 over Holman. Big Rivers Conference, River Falls 42-14 over Menominee. Also Rice Lake 48-42 over Superior. Wisconsin Valley, Eau Claire North in Marshfield. Marshfield wins 43-35. To me, Cooley area, that's the most beautiful part of the state.
Indeed, and we mentioned that Todd Sommerfeld really does a great job of covering that part of the state.
Todd has nothing to do with how good they're looking. I mean, despite Todd being living in that area, that conference in that beautiful state.
I'm sure he had some level of control over the glaciers back in the Ice Age in terms of carving things out. But hey, Aquinas gets a big victory, and we mentioned that they've already won 3 state championships in this decade. They could be on their way to another one this year. Number 1 ranked team in Division 4, but we had some really good games games tonight. As mentioned, Homestead over Slinger 28-14. They take control in the North Shore Conference. How about that win for Brookfield East, as mentioned, coming from behind to get the victory over Marquette? Just a great night on the whole, Chuck.
I'm just stunned at that 17-point comeback by West DePeer tonight over Bayport. I got to go to Bayport Radio and see the call of that. All right, we're going to be back right next week for Week 9 for Dan Pfeiffer and Spencer Williams. This is Chuck Freeman. Football Friday night. We're here every Friday night from 9:30 to 11.
Great food, a beautiful view, and a Wisconsin tradition. Find it all at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, Bar, and Grill, S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week through mid-November, then closed on Sundays for the season. Stop in for the famous Friday fish fry served all year long, and enjoy $3 old fashions every Friday night throughout fall and winter. Planning a big event? Their spacious banquet hall is perfect for weddings, holiday parties, graduation celebrations, and more. Wisconsin Riverside Resort, where good times flow right along with the river.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
This is Phil Nee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff. Packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located